All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit about this sci-fi horror thing that you're working on.
Wow, well, where do I start is a question.
True, so.
Lumina basically was it happened like I guess when I went to Florida, I had my other big project, like, and then I have a lot of A-list actors attached to it, and it kind of went in development hell because my lead had she got pregnant and then she dropped off the project because she wanted to take care of her child and stuff, and totally understandable, but we had problems like getting the lead, and my project went in development hell and got delayed and a lot of other stuff happened. So I went to Florida for a vacation. I visited my uncle's house in Florida, and that's when I wrote Lumina. And I wrote it in about 7 days. And then from there, about a year and a half to 2 years later, it was when we finally got it got like, put together all the financing and distribution and all that other stuff and got it on the road. And I had a few other locations I wanted to like shoot the actual movie in, which was like, Tunisia and Malta, but they both had difficulties. One was, I didn't have any deserts in Malta, and then Tunisia basically was a destination. It was really good too, but they didn't have like the sound stages to accommodate all the bills I needed to do. So, Morocco was one that came up, and that's when we decided to shoot the movie in Morocco. And Lumina is a type of film that, has an underlying love story to it because, it's about a guy who goes in search of his girlfriend and takes his friends along with him, and he gets, trapped in this, otherworldly type of experiences with extraterrestrials, and gets himself, involved with the government and all these other black projects, and, it leads him down a really dangerous road with him and his friends, his group of friends. And there's a lot of comedy in it. There's comedy in it, there's action. It's a sci-fi movie. I guess there's elements of everything, I guess, infused into it, and it's a really good journey because, like, you get to know the characters, and even the actors and a lot of people have seen, like, my director's cut and the rough cut. I've said that, each one of the characters has their own unique voice, and Eric Roberts even said it best. He's like, it's very rare that he would read scripts these days from, like, new directors and screenwriters like myself coming up in Hollywood, that you are able to identify each of the characters differently, and they speak differently, and it's written differently. And I like doing that too because everyone has a unique voice, and I think that each one of these characters is going to identify with someone when they watch the movie. So Lumina happened, and we shot it during COVID. And we shot it at the height of COVID. And it was one of the very few Hollywood independent features, shot internationally that actually got shot and completed. And it was also the very first sci-fi movie to be shot in its entirety in Morocco. So that I created history there with that one. And also the biggest stages, sci-fi stages, and the only sci-fi stages to be built in Moroccan cinema history. And some of the biggest sci-fi sets to be built in Africa, outside of what they did with District 9 and outside of what George Lucas did with Star Wars in Tunisia, which was mostly exterior sets. So I created history when I shot in Morocco. I didn't even know that until afterwards. So there was a lot of stuff that happened, shooting this movie was difficult because of the COVID and everything else, and because we had delays. I had gotten food poisoning, and it was a really difficult shoot, but we pulled through it. We lost a lot of crew along the way because of certain things. My UK team that went back for the Christmas break couldn't return because of the whole second strain of COVID in London, so I replaced him with my upcoming female DP that my friend Gabrielle Bernstein has worked with, was his protege, because you know Gabriel did. He just recently had his movie released as a DP, which was Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson from Marvel. So he's a good friend of mine, and he was busy at that time, so he sent Raquel. And Raquel came over to shoot during the Christmas break because my DP had gone back to London for that Christmas holiday, so he was supposed to return on January 2nd. And then second strand of COVID happened, and he ended up being stuck in London. And then she took over and shot the rest of the movie with me. It was nice because, you know, I got a chance to work with a female DP, and I thought it was really good, and Raquel was really good. She's really talented. And it gave her a big opportunity on it, and I really liked that. And, you know, everyone else loved the fact that I gave, you know, a female DP the chance to, like, work on a movie like this. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'm very close to my mom, you know. I grew up very close to my grandmother as well, too. So, like, you know, I have a lot of strong women in my life that I grew up with. So, you know, having a female DP was kind of like a blessing, because it's interesting because you don't see a lot of, now you see a lot more women DPs come up in Hollywood and stuff like that. And it's a good thing because, you know, I noticed with Raquel, you know, it's interesting that men could actually say this, but, like, women have a better eye for color and stuff. It's interesting. So it was, like, a really good experience, and it was really trying and really challenging, but we got through it.
Incredible. I'm really proud of you. And what I want to know is, how did you manage to shoot during COVID? Did you have special protocols? How did that work?
We were testing multiple times per week. We had, you know, most of the people were basically in their hotels and went back straight to their hotels. There was very little socializing and stuff like that outside of that. We had different sections for eating. So we split up, like, you know, we had basically section A, B, and C, and zone A, zone 1, zone 2, zone 3. And we split up the different crews and dissect. So, like, actors and director and DPs and stuff were in, like, 110s, and, you know, carpenters and all the other, like, crew were in another tent. And then we had a second level of it and stuff like that. And then basically, like, you know, we were really careful. Morocco is really good on the protocol because they had checks, like, every 5-10 miles were, like, police checks, and you couldn't leave your city and stuff like that because they had curfew. We had special permission from the government, and we also had on-set nurses who worked on a lot of big Hollywood features, because, you know, a lot of Hollywood features have been shot in Morocco. And, we tested all the time. We had 2 cases of COVID on set. Outside of set during pre-production, we isolated those 2 members. Then everyone retested and kept on testing. Then we started back production. And we handled it pretty well. We're very organized, I think. I think, you know, what it is doing a movie is very, it's like high-level project management. It takes a lot of organizing, a lot of different skills in order to pull it off. And I think that we managed it really well because my mother used to do a lot of financing for Royal Bank of Canada for the healthcare. So she's very familiar with that, you know, with the hospitals and clinics and everything. You know, she has a lot of friends and doctors and on the medical boards in Canada and the U.S. So we're very familiar with our protocol. We actually put together a really good protocol. Once we sent it into SAG, they were very impressed with the protocol that we put together that we sent in and the other actors that came on set. Eric Roberts, as you know, is probably, he's acted in the most movies in Hollywood, like Julia Roberts' brother. So I worked with Eric. It was such a great experience. And when he came on set, he said it was one of the best run sets he's seen so far for the COVID protocols. So very organized, you know. And even my casting director came with him, and she was very impressed in terms of the level of professionalism and what we did in Morocco. So we made sure we had everything organized, and yeah, testing was done weekly. And, you know, thank God we didn't have any big breakouts of any COVID on set, and we continued and we shot and we finished. We had a lot of delays during the pre-production stages and everything else because of a lot of things happening. But, you know, we got through that, and we got to principal photography, and we shot, and we completed at the end of January. And I shot it in 29 days. You know, that's a movie that should be shot in at least 45, 50 days. But I managed to shoot it in 29 days. So it was quite a feat, especially during the height of COVID.
Yeah, I am very impressed that you were able to pull it off. That's incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think, you know, it means a lot to it's tougher, too, because we're not a studio film, you know. I mean, we operated like a studio. Everyone was saying it operated like a studio because of how we ran it with our local production company there, which was Dune Films. And Dune Films, they did a lot of big films like, you know, Kingdom of Heaven and stuff for Ridley Scott and everything else. So they're the biggest production company in Morocco, service production company in Morocco. So, you know, it was like a family affair, like, you know, working with them and everyone else. Everyone really wanted to do the movie. The entire team and crew and the cast, everyone wanted to complete the movie. Everyone was, like, 200% locked into it. So I think it helps. It helps immensely once you have that type of collaboration because, you know, it's such a community environment, you know, because, like, you know, it is. It's like a village. And it takes a village to make a film, and they really mean that when they say that in film language. But I think... you know, everyone being committed to the movie that the way they were helped get it made. Everyone was really committed to the protocols. Everyone was really committed to getting their work done. People put in extra hours. You know, we were shooting long days. We were shooting in very extreme weather. So we shot in the Sahara, in the Western Sahara. We shot in basically the Atlas Mountains, the high Atlas. So, you know, we'd be shooting from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., and it was like 0 degrees, you know, and cold. And even during, like, the daytime when it was, like, you know, sun and everything else in the desert, it was still cold. It was like 3-4 degrees, you know, Celsius. And, you know, and we shot through all that. The actors went through a lot of stuff, like, in terms of, like, weather and everything else, including myself and the crew. And extreme conditions, like 70-degree inclines on mountains, rocky mountains, in the high Atlas, in the Western Sahara. It's like, it was intense. Night shooting in the desert, you know, which is very tough because you got to light, you got to get things done on time. It's freezing cold. It's like, and, you know, these actors really braved it all, and so did the crew, and I think that, you know, you need to have, like, a really dedicated crew, one that's really invested and loves the movie. And you know, and also, I was very happy to hear from even the crew that, you know, the crew loved me and so did my actors. So I guess working with me and stuff like that, I'm the type of person that's really collaborative, so everyone's important on the set to me. That's one thing that some of the other crew that I work with, I work on some very big Hollywood movies, said that, it was the first time they're working with a director that actually speaks to, like, you know, catering. That actually speaks to everybody. You know, and that's the kind of person that I am. Like, you know, I was raised that way. So, I mean, I never see anybody beneath me. So, like, you know, I was raised in a Christian home, and, you know, I believe a lot in God and stuff. And for me, it's kind of like, I was just happy everyone was really into the movie and doing it. And, you know, everybody's role is important on the film set for me. So I guess that's one of the reasons why they also work very hard, too, because they got along with me compared to other directors they've worked with. So, I mean, it was a really good experience. And I have another movie that's coming up that I worked on with Michael Sloan, who's a producer and the creator of Equalizer and Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington. And he did Equalizer, the TV series. So I'm directing his next movie that I wrote with him. So I'm thinking about shooting that also in Morocco, but... Now we have Lumina coming up, and I'm in post-production for that right now, VFX and sound and stuff. And once that's complete, we're going to do audience testing. Hopefully you'll be one of those audience members that I would love to test the film with so you can get a preview of it.
I would love that. I'd be delighted.
And, we're going to do that, and then we're going to take it to all the major studios and let them see it, and let them see my final product. A lot of people are very excited about it. It's a very unique movie because you get attached to the characters, and, you know, with other science fiction films, like, you know, like if you watch Alien and the other films that I love growing up watching and Star Wars and everything else where I got a lot of my inspiration from. Sometimes you see like the really alien features that people get killed off really fast. Excuse me. But in my film, I think that you get to know the characters. It's unique. There's like an underlying love story to it. There's science fiction, there's comedy, there's action. It's creature effects, visual effects, practical effects, there's everything. There's all different, like, I mean, I'll probably employ all different type of effects in this movie I had to work with. Then, as a first-time director of my debut film, I think that even my editor, Tom Noble, who's an Academy Award winner, he was commenting and he said that, he's like, I basically hit it out of the park. He's like, it's amazing. And how talented I am to actually write, direct, and do this movie. It's my first one, and go through all of this during COVID. So I thank God, like, I got through it, and, you know, my team, you know, my mom and dad, you know, Lyndon Hudson, who also produces on the film, a very good friend, David Seychelles, who's also producer on the film. He was actually coming out to visit us 3 weeks prior to shooting the movie in Morocco, and he got in a plane accident.
Oh, shoot.
Plane crash, yeah. He was taken off from Colorado, flying to L.A. to see us. His plane crashed. He jumped out. A third of his body was burned. He got airlifted to University of Colorado Hospital. We went and visited him there for 2 weeks. He survived, thank God. And he couldn't go with us to Morocco, but he sent his blessings. He's one of the main producers. He put together the finance for my mom. And, yeah, it was quite an experience, this movie. And there's so much more to be told as well, too. So, you know, I'm going to be telling my story, the full story of what happened on production, because a lot of stuff happened that never happened in the history of film. So, and even my casting directors, my attorneys, everyone else recognized that. And they're like, you know, it was a crazy time, I think, you know, because of COVID, because of all these other things. And also the history that I made in Morocco as well, too, because... People don't shoot sci-fi films in Morocco. They shoot, no, the sword and sandal stuff like Gladiator, Troy. You know, a lot of the war movies that have to do with the desert. You know, stuff like, Black Hawk Down and stuff was shot probably there. Everything else, like, you know, they shoot those types of movies. They've never shot a sci-fi movie of this size there. And as an independent producer, not even as a studio, we did something that was like, you know, historical, so I was really happy about that.
That's incredible. And I hope your friend is okay now.
He's thank God he recovered, and he's recovering, and he's in physio and everything else, and he's walking, he's doing stuff, he's exercising now, he's just recovering from the burns, because, you know, burns take a while to heal. And yeah, thank God we prayed for him, like, you know, it was crazy, you know, you're a good friend, and person that's like producing a project with you, gets in a plane crash when he's coming out to see you in LA prior to you shooting this movie. It's like the whole story of the movie is a story within itself of all the drama that happened during this movie. And with like, it's like so many things that I came in to go into. And it was quite an experience. It was like almost like I experienced like 10 movies in one in this movie. And after shooting this movie, I don't think I will have any difficulty shooting another movie. as my debut feature, going through so many things in this movie, and I only told you like a very like 5-10% of it. Like, I mean, it's crazy, you know, to get through it. Not to thank God for getting through it and stuff. I'm really blessed to get through it, but it prepares me for my other films. You know, it was like preparation for me for my other films. You know, I guess God would prepare me for my other films because, like, you know, going through so much and so much drama and so much other things that happened during this movie that, you know, people were, like, shocked. It was like, it was a movie within a movie. And going through all of that and getting to this stage, I think it prepares me to shoot other films easily.
You're going to be the next big thing. You are.
Say again?
I said you're going to be the next big thing. I see, like, you're like a Steven Spielberg or something.
God willing, I hope so. I watched a lot of his movies growing up. I mean, thank you for saying that. That's really kind of you. I hope so. I mean, I mean, it's funny because my editor, Tom Noble, he's worked with Ridley Scott, a lot of other big directors, and he's done over 50 films in Hollywood. There's some very big films, you know, Thelma and Louise and Witness and Red. And, you know, he's a very good friend of mine. He's also my editor, and he edited this film, and he said, this film has prepared Juno to do a very big film next, and he's gonna basically, you know, put himself on the map in terms of, like, you know, Hollywood. So I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm ready to do a big film now. You know, even though it's my debut, going through all of that and everyone that saw what I went through and I managed to do it and do it well, all the people I've seen do it, just kind of course you're gonna see it as well too. I think that they're really excited for me to do something big. So bigger, I mean. So I think, hopefully, I guess, we'll see what happens, right, after this movie comes out.
Yep. Well, I'll definitely be following you. And where can we see you and find you on social media so that we can continue to follow you?
You can see me on social media, Gina McCoy, on IG. Instagram is Gino, GINOMCKY. And the same thing on my verified Facebook page. And also luminamovie.com. LuminaMovie.com. So you're going to see my page on there.
Beautiful. Well, we'll send you a copy. Good luck with everything, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Okay, lovely. Any other questions you'd love to know? Anything else you wanted to know?
No, you actually answered everything I was going to ask. It's like you were reading my mind.
Really?
Yeah, you are incredible, and we will do another interview soon when your next movie comes out. I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Sammy. It was an honor and pleasure to speak to you. Thank you once again, and make sure to stay in touch so when I get the preview for the movie after it ends VFX and sound, I would love for you to see it and be one of the first to preview it at first, you know, with the rest of our media contacts. And thank you so much. I look forward to hearing the interview when it comes out and sharing it on my social feeds.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Have
a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.